Welcome to Manufacturing Revival Radio, brought to you by Assembly Magazine. Assembly Magazine educates suppliers, buyers, and users of assembly equipment in manufacturing plants to connect, learn, share, and explore all things assembly. This special edition of Manufacturing Revival is coming to you live from the floor of the Assembly Show in Rosemont, Illinois. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right. Good morning. You are with Todd and Todd live from Chicago at the Assembly Show. Manufacturing Revival Radio on location. Todd, according to our pre-show banter, this conversation should be quite interesting.
I think so. And I do have the electrodes on the chair cranked up and ready to go, just in case we need to get them under control.
Outstanding. No, seriously, we are looking forward to this chat. Say hello to Tom Masino. He is the business manager with Nordson EFD. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Nice to be here. I've always wanted to be on the show.
Well, you are now world famous, so expect the fan letters to start pouring in. Tom, before we get into a conversation around Nordson, take a quick sec. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. My background is in sales and marketing. I've been with Nordson EFD for 26 years, which is pretty unusual these days. So I've grown with the company, and we're exhibiting here for our 50th anniversary.
Well, we're going to get to that in a minute.
Sure.
By the way, congrats on that. Nordson EFD, what's it all about? How do you serve your market?
We manufacture a range of dispensing equipment. So when manufacturers need to use something to help assemble their product, like adhesives, epoxies, lubricants, we have the equipment that will precisely dispense those onto their parts. So they eliminate rejects, they reduce waste, they increase their savings of fluid waste. So there's a lot of benefit to it.
Tom, my favorite part of these kind of shows are the new products and the new applications. Pico X-Mod.
Yes.
What's the story there?
Well, Pico X-Mod is the first truly modular valve that EFD offers. So that means each component can be individually selected from a comprehensive list of optional parts to meet our customers' various fluid and application needs. And each part is engineered to work together as a complete integrated system. So manufacturers can use it as either a high-precision, high-speed, non-contact jetting valve one day or a high-precision needle valve the next day. It's as if our customers can build their own valves based on their specific needs. On the technical side, as a non-contact jetting valve, it will allow customers to jet fluid consistently at 500 dots per second and in short bursts of 150 dots at a rate of 1,000 dots per second, consistently with dots as small as 0.5 nanoliters. That's pretty small.
That is
0.5
pretty small.
Nanoliters. 0.5 nanoliters. That's where the Pico came from, right?
Yes.
That smaller than a nano.
That's right.
I didn't know there was
such thing
as a nanoliter. That's
yeah.
That's amazing.
Pico liters are smaller.
Yeah. I'll be darned. Yep. Well, you know, Tom, I suspect you're playing in a crowded sandbox, other competition in the market. How
we
does
are.
The Pico X-Mod differ from other products on the market?
Well, first of all, it's enabling technology. So applications are getting more and more challenging. So imagine that you've got a part that's the shape of a playing card like the Ace of Spades or a business card. Now imagine you need to apply an adhesive or fluid on the very edge of the card, not the flat surface, but the very edge. A few years ago, you might not have been able to do that. And what that would have led to is engineers maybe redesigning their parts. But now with the Pico X-Mod, you can accomplish that. And that means, and so that's what I mean by enabling technology. It enables you to do things that you normally couldn't have done otherwise. And because it's a modular design, it provides manufacturers with some flexibility. If their original requirement was to have a non-contact jetting valve apply a fluid at 500 dots per second, they can do that. If in 6 months their needs change, they can change out some parts, and they can turn it into a very high-precision needle valve. So they can customize the valve to their needs. And a lot of times, high-precision equipment is designed or tailored for one particular fluid, not the Pico X-Mod. If a manufacturer's fluid requirement changes dramatically from the original requirement, they can just change out some parts, and you're up and running in with minimal cost and effort. And notice the common thread is just change out some parts. Because the Pico X-Mod is modular and flexible in design, it provides tremendous capability and value to our customers.
I think I have an idea of how you're going to answer this next question, but it relates back to your comment about 50th anniversary, which, I mean, just for any organization to survive for 50 years, that's a heck of an achievement.
It is.
And,
it is.
And I mean, you guys are on an upswing here. What's the secret sauce?
You know, first of all, it's the customer. You know, we're very customer-centric. Our customers are our most valued resource. You know, certainly, you know, that's along with our employees, but, you know, we tremendously value what our customers have done for us. Our goal is to always provide them with the highest quality products and the best customer service possible. We almost look at it as an unachievable goal because we're never satisfied with where we are today with that. We're always looking to improve every day in terms of the quality and the service of the company. And we're driven by technology and innovation. We're always trying to anticipate our customers' future manufacturing needs before they can even know what they are looking for. So this is what drives us and challenges us every day. And as you said, you know, it is our 50th anniversary. We're hosting a big networking reception at the assembly show today between 5 and 7. So we'd like everybody to stop by, come in, have some cocktails and hors d'oeuvres and enjoy themselves, and you guys are more than welcome to come as well.
You're going to let
you radio? Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
He has no idea.
The wrath that he just unleashed on his organization. Hey, Tom, you just mentioned you're driven by technology and innovation. Describe the Pico X Mod as something you can now do that you couldn't do even just a couple years ago. What cool new technology and innovation will we be talking about in 5 years? What's coming? What are some trends and some new innovations that we ought to be keeping an eye on next couple of seasons?
Oh, man. You know, I mean, that's a great question, Todd. And a lot of times what we like to do is we like to talk to our customers to kind of get some insight. Certainly the technology out there, whether it be mobile technology, you know, assembling products, electronics are getting smaller and smaller and smaller all the time. So that's where the challenge comes in. You know, as a company trying to provide a solution for manufacturers, you know, as their requirements get smaller and more finite, our goal is to get more precise and more precision out of our dispensing equipment. So we try and work that into the equation, and we know that, again, with the things getting more challenging out there, our goal is even more challenging.
Tom, I want to take you back to a couple of things that you've said in the context of what sets Nordson EFD apart. And I heard your talk about being customer-centric.
Yes.
Really focusing on what they said. And you used the phrase earlier, complete integrated system. I mean, there's an implication there that you're not only talking very closely, working closely with customers, but other partners as well. Talk about that whole package and how you put that together.
Yeah, I mean, years ago, we were focused on one thing, and that's dispensing equipment, what we made, what we manufactured. And probably over the past 10 years or so, we realized the importance of partnering with other companies that have complementary capabilities. So we work with adhesive manufacturers, we work with integrators, machine builders, so that when a customer wants a total solution, where normally we're just a piece of it, we'll try and, you know, grab all the integral pieces together to partner with other companies to provide this total solution for the customer.
All right. Well, Tom, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Nordson EFD?
Well, first of all, if you're at the assembly show, stop by booth 104. You can go onto our website, www.nordsonefd. It's NordsonEFD.com. Or call us on a toll-free number, 800-556-3484.
Tom Asino, a business manager with Nordson EFD. Tom, it's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks. Great being here.
It was our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guest, Tom Asino, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, everyone at Assembly Magazine, I'm Todd Schnick. This has been Manufacturing Revival Radio, broadcasting direct from the Assembly Show. We'll be right back.